Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erev in Daf Yud Gimel. We're starting about the third line with the words Hey Chavida and Avilnzer's daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we mentioned before and discussed at the end of the previous Gemara that even if an area has a proper mechitzas, if it's not Mukaf Ladira, those mechitzas weren't created dafka to be able to live within them, the one is only allowed to carry here if the enclosure is no more than two Beis Sa. We had also learned that three people, which is the number that constitutes a caravan, a Shayara, are given a larger area of six Beis Sa, which basically is a two Sa allotment for each. So now we discuss this. Hey Chavida, what would we say in the following situation? Hayu Shnayim, let's say there's two people, Ve'ervu Erev Echad, and they made an Erev for themselves, and then it became Shabbos, Ubaha Goy, and then a guy came along on Shabbos, Vahaysef, and he adds another Jew. Maybe he's carrying Yid on his back, schleps him into this enclosure, dumps him in there, and now we have three Yidin. That's a Shayara. Are they allowed to expand it and now allow themselves six Sa to carry in? The answer is no. Kfar Nechaz Shabbos Be'isser, Shabbos already entered Be'isser, meaning Shabbos entered with them only being allowed to carry in two Beis Sa, so they can't extend it on Shabbos to six Beis Sa. We have the opposite as well, and pay attention to the Girsa change. Hayu Shloisha Ve'ervu Gimel, let's say it was three people at the beginning of Shabbos, so they enclosed an area fit for three people, Uba Hagoy, Upiches, and then a guy came along and dragged one of them away, Kfar Nechaz Shabbos Be'heter, Shabbos already entered with a heter of them being allowed to carry in this much larger area, even though there aren't three people anymore, there's no problem, they can continue carrying here. Now, Rav Adifa Amar, he tells us that Rav Nisa Shal, that Rav Nisa asked the following question, Ma'ulitin lehen shloisha rashe turin? Are we giving them three triangles, shehei zemetalta b'sach susayim shal zeh, v'zemetalta b'sach susayim shal zeh, that each one could carry in the two saw of the others? And the question is as follows, when we say that three people each get two base saw to carry in, does that mean that we basically arrange it in a rectangle? Two base saw next to two base saw next to two base saw, and each guy is only allowed to carry within his own area of two base saw? Or do we set up these three sections of two base saw in triangles and then connect them all together in a format where each one is touching the other, allowing all the people to carry in all of the six base saw? And we don't have an answer to this question. Now continue to discuss our Mishnah, and remember we had said that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and his son, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara clarifies, Rav Acha says b'shem Rav Chizdai, asked Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas aviv v'chalak al aviv. There's one thing Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his father in, and one thing that he disagrees with his father in. B'shitas aviv, the thing he agrees with his father in, is b'yachid pachos mi beis asayim. That's a proper girsa. If we have an individual, even if he's in an area less than two beis saw, he has to have a proper mechitza of shasi and erev. It has to be made up of posts or strings that are both vertical and horizontal. And again, that's even though it's less than two beis saw. However, v'chalak al aviv, he argues with his father b'shayara, when we're talking about a caravan, which is three or more people, when dealing with more than two Beis Sa'ah, according to Yehuda, that even with Mechitza Garua, if we only have either Shesu or Erev in a Shayara, more than two Beis Sa'ah is okay. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda does not allow that. Now, we further clarify, where do you see Shitas Rabbi Yehuda himself? Then we're dealing with an individual in an area less than two Beis Sa'ah, that individual has to make a proper Mechitza of Shasi Erev. It doesn't say the Beferish in the Mishnah, and the answer is Nishminu Nadals, learn from the following. Rav Acha said that Tana Rav Chanin taught, quoting Rav Yosef, B'shem Rav Sheshes, K'shem Shechalukin Kan, Kachalukin B'Kalayim. The same way that they argue here, they also argue with Kalayim, which has nothing to do with Shabbos. B'Kalayim Loi Afilu Hi Beis Raiva, and doesn't this din apply by Kalayim, even if it's a Beis Raiva? In other words, Rav Yehuda does not allow Mechitza of just Shasi by Kalayim, so he wouldn't allow that over here either. We're now continuing discussing the last part of the Mishnah, where we had said that there's four different things that a Machaneh, an army encampment, is Pater in. So first we clarify Kamahim Machaneh. How many people is an army encampment? And here we have Machlekes, Rav Chanan Yomer, he tells us Mea, it's 100 soldiers. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Vayava Gidoin, Umea ish asher itoy b'kzeh Machaneh. Gidoin and the 100 men that were with him came to the edge of the camp. So we see that a Machaneh, a camp, or a troop of Jewish soldiers, is 100. However, Yud Gimel Beis on the top, Rav Avuna Bai, he asks the following, Ilu Amar Machaneh v'anoshim asher itoy Mea. If the Pasuk would have been switched around, saying that Gidoin came with his Machaneh of 100 soldiers, so that makes sense, that a Machaneh is 100 soldiers. But it doesn't say that. It says that he came with his 100 soldiers to the edge of the camp, and that's actually referring coming to the edge of the enemy camp. So we can't say that a Jewish camp is 100 soldiers. Therefore, we have a different shita, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asara. Rabbi Yochanan says a camp of Jewish soldiers, a machaneh, is 10. How do we know this? The pasuk says, "Vayvahu nari David yedabrul Naval v'goymer," and then Arim, the lads of David, came and they spoke to Naval, and we know that this was 10 people that David sent. And the end of the pasuk says, "Vayunuchu." So the question is, "Ma'o vayunuchu?" What does it mean, "Vayunuchu"? The answer is, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shunem Amar, he tells us, "Nasu machaneh." machane. They made a machane, an encampment. So we see that an encampment of Jewish soldiers is 10. Now, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi Amar, he says the same, asara, but how does he know it's 10 from a different source? We have a pasuk that tells us, ad l'machane gadol k'machane elikim, that a big camp is like a machane of Hashem, and v'kam machane elikim, what's a camp of Hashem? Asara, 10. We know that kol davar shekvedusha, such as a minyan, needs 10. That's when the Shekhinah shows up, that's called machane elikim, and therefore a machane of Jewish soldiers would be 10. Now, Tanim Rishon Rav Yehuda, it was Tanim Rav Yehuda, Shnei Masar Elef, that a machin of Jewish soldiers is actually 12,000. Where do we get this from? Kemachin Yisrael. That was the size of the camp of the Yidden when they went to wage war against Midian. So we have the number either 100, 10, or 12,000. Now, the four things in the Mishnah had mentioned that they are Paterin is number one, they're allowed to gather wood from any place without having issues of Gazel. Number two, they don't have to wash their hands. Number three, if they have Demai, which is produce from an Amma Aretz, then we're not so sure if Maaser was taken off, they do not have to separate Maaser from Yisafek. And number four, they don't have to make an Eruv. So explain these. Hayotzim l'machamas harashos, if they're going out to machamas harashos, it's not an obligatory war. They don't have to do so. Utarim begezel etzim lachim, they're allowed to take wood that's moist, meaning it's definitely not set aside for firewood. Vasurin begezel etzim evation, but they're not allowed to take wood which is dry, because we have to suspect that someone put it to the side, and therefore they're not allowed to take it. However, hayotzim l'machamas chayva, if they're going out to a war, which is a chayv, they have to go to this war, whatever would determine a machamas chayva, but if it's concerned a machamas chayva, utarim begezel etzim evation vilachin, they're allowed to take any sort of wood, whether it's dry or moist. Now, Rav Daniel Barid, Rav Katina says, B'shem Rav Chana, Im hayu asuyin chavila, asur, if they were made into a bundle, so someone clearly bundled up this wood to use it, so then they're not allowed to take it. Now, here we have a question, Ad kedayim she'en utsmuchan l'chayresh, up until he would understand that they could take wood if they're not near a forest. Bava filu smuchan l'chayresh, are they allowed to take wood even if they are close to a forest? Maybe if they're close to a forest, they should have to be required to go to the forest to get wood and not go to a place and take wood from there where it might actually belong to somebody else. I wouldn't have an answer to this. Now we go on to the next thing. We were discussing Tehil Sadaim that they don't have to wash their hands. The question is, Akadem Shein Smuch Mayan. This is only if they're not near a Mayan, they're not near a water source, they don't have to wash their hands. Does this have to apply even if they're close to a water source? And we don't have an answer to this question either. Moving on to discuss Demai, Nichasu Iman Le'ir Kvar Niftaru. If they brought this fruit with them into the city, it's already become Pater. Meaning, if when they were in the encampment, they got a hold of produce, which was Demai, so it's Pater and they don't have to take off Maaser Misafek, and that means even if they go into the city, this demai produce that they had originally gotten is still potter. However, yatsu imain meir kvar nischayvu b'demai. If they had taken this produce out of the city, and in the city they're not considered a machane yet, therefore they don't have a heter of being able to eat demai without separating meiser, even though now they have brought it out to the camp, it still retains its isra of demai, and they would have to separate meiser misafik. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Ravo, Amar, that Urchizkiah says b'shem Rav Yudim and Pazi, what's the understanding of the word demai? Tikain v'loy tikain. Was it fixed up or was it not? And we've explained this before many times in Seder Zrayim, that demai is actually a conjugation of the words da mai. What is this? Did it have maaser separated or not? Now we go on to explain the last one, umala arev, they don't have to make an eruv. So if chibra ashi amar, hadada at amar be'er v'chatzeros. This is talking about erve chatzeros, that when they're all sharing the same chatzer, they don't have to make an erve chatzeros. Avo be'er v'tchumen, when we're talking about tchum, which we know that tchum Shabbos is that a person is limited to going 2,000 amas from his makam shvisa, from where he's encamped, from where he's considered to be based, and if a person wants to make an Eruv, he could extend that 2,000 Amos. So that is Dvar Torah Hain. That's a Midai Raisa. And there's no heter for not making an Eruv Etchumen, even for soldiers. Asking more, how could we say this? Is there even such a thing as a chatzer in an encampment? There's no chatzeros. They're just all sleeping out in the open in their sleeping bags. There's no concept of a chatzer when troops are stationed out in the field. And the answer is that yes, there is. Lahatir oilim sheva machane, that's a proper girsa, in order to be matar carrying to and from the tents of the encampment. Many times they're not just out in their sleeping bags, they set up a whole area with tents, and then it has a din of a chatzer. And this is actually kadotani, like it was taught in the following braisa, oilim sheva machane einon srichen eruv, that's a proper girsa. Hence, in an encampment of Jewish soldiers, do not need an eruv. We don't have to make an eruv chatzeros in order to be able to carry to and from the different tents. However, oilim sheva shayara, tents that are in a caravan, srichen eruv, that's a proper girsa, they do need an eruv. And more dinam about an encampment of Jewish soldiers, Yehuda Matam Omer, he says, af chayne b'chol makom, they can encamp wherever they want, and they don't have to be afraid, oh, they're on private property, or they're not allowed to be here, they can encamp wherever they need. Another din, uvamakam shehin nairagin, wherever these people are killed, sham nikbarin, that's where they're buried. What's the chedesh? Shaloi timer yasu karugi pomusiyos, so you shouldn't say that they are like those who are killed in battle, who all get buried together, they each get their own burial spot. Now, once we're discussing this, the Gemara continues, istanayatani asalafanaisan, there are those that say that when we have a whole bunch of people buried together in one mass grave, we're not allowed to clear them away and bury them in their own separate graves. Once they're buried, they're buried. And there are those that say that we are allowed allowed to bury them in separate graves. No, Rav Chisda, he explains that there's no machloikas. Mandamar motel fanoison, the one that says we are allowed to move them, bimchunosin. That's talking about where they're all piled on top of each other and they're not buried derech kavod, so then we can uncover them and rebury them in a proper manner separately. Whereas mandamar asal fanoison, the one that says we're not allowed to clear them away from where they're buried, bimfuzarin. That's where they were originally buried in a separate scattered manner, meaning they're not all piled on top of each other, and therefore we're not allowed to move them, even though maybe their family members want to move them to a closer place or to a different burial spot. They're not allowed to uncover them and reinter them somewhere else, because since their original burial was done b'derech kavod, we have to leave them there. And while lasting, k'shem shabali chasin b'turin me'arbat dvarim, just like on their way to battle, this encampment of Jewish soldiers is potter from these four things, kach b'chazi rasin b'turin me'arbat dvarim, so too on their way back, they're potter from these four things. How do we know this? So Rabbi Yosef Rabun, shamar lamin adal, he learns from the following. The pasuk says, mi yari v'chared, yashav v'yitzvar mehar gilad. This is referring to the shayfet Gidon going to battle, and he had made this announcement before he went out that whoever is afraid, he should turn around v'yitzvar mehar gilad, which means that he's not joining us. The person who's afraid turns around and goes back home. Now the word yitzvar, we're understanding to mean, is to blow a horn to make a lot of noise. V'lama hin chazim b'tzvira. Why is it that they're going back with all this horn blowing and whistling and loud noise making? Mipnei hasainin, because of the enemy. In other words, the enemy might ambush them on their way back, and that's why they have to make a lot of noise, even though they're turning back. And from here, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, b'shem Rav, g'shem shabali chasin p'turin me'arbat dvarim, just like on their way to battle, they're potter from these four things, kach b'chazi rasan, so too on their way back from battle, p'turin me'arbat dvarim, they're also potter from these four things, because it's still considered to be a time of war and battle. Hajalach parak mavoi, mazdor finishing the first parak of Mesechas Erevin, just like Ruzecha finished this parak together. We should Ruzecha finish the entire Mesechah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the second parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.